It's a chilly spring afternoon, and I'm sitting in the chair at my salon getting my roots done. I think I want pink hair, I blurt out to my stylist, Taryn. It's taken me 6 months to say this out loud. She half ignores me, brushing off my monumentally brave admission with a giggle. I've hinted at liking pink hair to her before, but never made a declaration as direct as this. As she continues to apply bleach to my head, I explain that I'm serious. No, really, I'm ready for it, I tell her, clutching my iPhone, which is filled to near capacity with photos of pink-haired strangers and quotes about confidence and living in your truth that I've been secretly collecting for months. My hands are sweating, causing the phone to slip from my fingers and fogging the screen. I've wanted pink hair for as long as I can remember, but I was always too fearful to do it. I was terrified of what others would think. In high school in the 1990s, while kids dyed their hair funky colors, I barely found the nerve to use Sunin to give myself a blonde streak. I've always felt connected to the weird kids or the outsiders, the ones who took chances and dared to live life on their own terms, the ones who risked mockery for the sake of their own self-expression. I admired their audacity, but I struggled with expressing that part of myself, at least from a physical standpoint. I was an insecure teen who struggled with her weight, so the idea of drawing more attention to myself with wild hair seemed completely out of the question. I hated being the chubby girl. And being the chubby girl with weird hair, I just couldn't handle it. Seriously? Want to do it now? Taryn asks, like a teenager who's just scored a jar of manic panic and can't wait to use me as her guinea pig in her parents' basement. Should we? Pull up some pictures of what you want. I'll go mix some color and be right back. The next thing I know, Taryn is rolling a cart toward me with a bowl of cotton candy pink dye and a paintbrush. I'm frantically loading my Pinkspiration photo album on my phone to present to her. I'm excited and scared shitless. A few gut-wrenching, wine-filled hours later, I emerge from the salon with a few baby pink peekaboo highlights toward the end of my platinum blonde hair. We decided to ease into things. I meet my cousin for brunch and feel a strange combination of pride and fear. I absolutely love my new hair and I'm proud of myself for finally going for it. I'm also convinced everyone in the restaurant is judging me. All of the stories I've played in my mind for so long are now on a loop. You're 35 years old. What the hell are you doing with pink hair? You're too fat for this look. You can't pull this off. You look like a moron. As I eat my salad, I mentally punch each one of those thoughts out with new affirming ones. You look awesome. You got balls, girl. You finally did it. You are going to inspire someone. It's taken me a long time, but I've learned that one of the best things we can do when those shitty thoughts creep in is to replace them with ones that feel better. It's not rocket science, but it's definitely science. More on that later.